You are now listening to the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
What up, y'all? I'm DC Hendrix.
What's going on? I'm Kurt.
Man, y'all acting pretty cool on these mics, man.
I mean, this is lovely.
Yeah, like, I've done a lot of different podcasts, Drew. You know that. But, like, this is a fancy little set you got, bro. Like, I'm actually impressed. I've known you for a long time. But I'm a little impressed.
Yeah, I'm definitely proud of
it. I don't know how to take that, man. Like, oh, Drew just broke. We expect Drew to buy some hood products.
Nah, I mean, I ain't gonna go that far, but I mean,
you expect a different mic.
We got duct tape on.
Like,
shit.
I work at a radio station, and it's better than what I work with every day.
I appreciate that, there,
it's
man.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's definitely nice. Oh, man. I remember when he first bought that?
Oh, I was hyped.
Oh, so you already knew he had this?
Yeah. I knew he had that.
I was snapping it to people. You know, I was like, "Hey, I did it. I made it."
We made it, y'all. Wrestleholics.
Oh man, this been a long time coming, man. So first off, man, appreciate y'all. So, Kirk, tell you, we've been planning this about a year.
Damn near a little over a year.
Oh my. Yeah. And it's like, and we didn't have nothing like a year ago. Like, we just knew we was going to do this podcast. We just had to make that first step. Hell, Dedrick, this literally was just like a random conversation.
Yeah, you just hit me up. Hey, starting a wrestling podcast. You want to join us? Yeah. That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
I mean, we all wrestling fans and know each other, so I guess it was an easy answer for me.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do this for, like, before. Well, if anybody know, man, I used to do a podcast, me and Kurt, called Block to Block. We did that for about a couple years, and now it's, like, kind of venturing off on some other projects. So this was, like, one we've been wanting to do since we started Block to Block.
Yeah, if it's about football or wrestling, I'm all for it. Like, definitely wrestling. I could talk about wrestling all day.
Yeah, I've known Kurt for a long time, and I remember we used to talk about it in middle school.
Yeah.
I don't know when me and Kurt just started talking about it. I can't even think, or just both sides. Like, I think we all low-key knew we were fans, but we just never, like,
yeah.
I was always that low-key fan.
Cool. It used to not be cool. You know what I'm saying? It used to not be the cool thing to like wrestling. Like, people used to make fun of us for like wrestling. Like, oh, you like wrestling?
Oh, why you like that? Why you like that wrestling fake stuff?
Yeah, y'all watch shit.
You know it's fake, right?
Man. Come on. That gets on my nerves so much. Like, no, we in our 30s and think it's real. Like, what?
No, we think Kane really setting people on fire on Monday Night Raw, and they just filming it.
I really thought The Undertaker was a dead man, huh?
Right, like, oh, he's alive?
Yeah,
like,
he don't got no social security. Right. All right, cool.
the only thing I thought was real, though, I really thought Kane and Undertaker was brothers.
Oh, I did too.
No, that kind of messed up my whole childhood.
Back in the day, I really thought. And that storyline was so good.
Then at some point,
you thought they was really related somehow.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would have been cool if they said, oh, no, they was really cousins. Like, so y'all not related.
They not related at all. They didn't grow up together at all.
Y'all got the same grandpa. That's why y'all got y'all height. Man, nothing. All right. Disappoint me, man.
And for a lot of people, that's what. So when you ask people, like, their favorite wrestler and stuff, it's a lot of times it's Undertaker.
Yeah, that's him. I don't know how often I hear Kane, but I feel like he's underrated in a way.
A little bit.
Like, when it comes up to a top five, I'm like, yo, he could be in someone's top five.
Since we talked about it, Kane is my favorite wrestler of all time.
Whoa. Of all time?
Of all time. Kane is my favorite wrestler. Yes.
Of all the wrestlers?
Of all the wrestlers. I don't care.
All wrestling brands? Bro. TNA? Mm-hmm. AEW?
Kane?
WWE?
Is my favorite wrestler of all time.
WWF?
Yes. Like, I don't care. Like, always. I don't know why. I don't know if it was his debut. But Kane did everything.
He did low-key have one of the best debuts.
They say that's still the best one to this day. It's like, you can't outbeat his.
What Kane didn't do, like, he became champion. He beat everybody. He damn near had the most matches, pay-per-view matches.
Royal Rumbles.
Royal Rumbles.
Oh, man.
Like, come on now.
That's right. You're right. And I can't even. So, like, I think one of my favorite moments on Monday Night Raw history as we coming up, it's the 30th anniversary for Monday Night Raw coming up. And I think my favorite moment on Monday Night Raw was when, I think it was Raw, when he turned, he took the mask off, and he just went crazy.
Yeah.
He set Shane McMahon on fire.
I kind of say I'm always underrated to that process, because when he took his mask, I'm like, oh, man, this ain't about to be nothing. And then when he started, like, watching it more and more, he's like, hey, he really making something out of this. Like, I didn't think he could keep on with a streak like storyline-wise.
Crazy how he just went from, oh, this scary ass, scary man. Mask, you know what I mean? Then he took it off, It was like, okay, what he gonna do with it? He just went nuts.
Man.
So that was probably the best year for Kane. Oh, it's 03.
Matter of fact, he was a champion that time, too. I'm like, oh, yeah, he was doing a lot.
All right, so starting off, Kurt getting a lot of props from me because he might be the only person I've ever heard say Kane.
Now you can ask.
I can't even be mad at that, though. You know why? Because my favorite wrestler of all time was a tag team champion with Kane, and it wasn't The Undertaker. Rob Van Dam.
RVD.
Oh, man.
Rob Van
RVD.
Him and Kane was nice together.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he was what got me into wrestling, watching him back in the ECW days. That, for some reason, that's what I started with. I seen it was on TV, and I was like, man, what is this low-grade, low-budget looking? Because, like, back then, like, their quality was terrible. ECW.
On TNT.
The broadcasting was terrible. Like, the
Spike
whole thing.
They just didn't.
Spike TV. It was terrible.
They didn't care about nothing. They just wanted to go in the ring.
And hit each other with a barbed wire. And
tickets like they were $20.
Yeah. Like,
front row.
So I turned it there. I'm like, all right, I just got to see what this is. I was like, you know, 10-year-old kid, you know, looking on what's on TV. And Rob Van Dam, I think he was facing Sabu. And, bro, they had, like, that's what turned me on right away. I mean, it was an entertaining match. RVD jumping off top of the turnbuckles over and over, hopping across, doing his frog splash. And I was like, man, I kind of like this.
That frog splash is probably the best frog splash.
Nobody's done it better since.
All time.
I'll give you Eddie Guerrero.
No.
Eddie Guerrero's close.
It's close, but it's not.
I got somebody right now.
Who?
Montez.
Montez get high, but it's not an RVD
for future topic for the future podcast. They need to turn him heel. We'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, we can talk about that because I got some thoughts about that.
I think he could be.
Oh, he could be so much.
He could be a superstar. I mean, he already is.
I do want him to be a heel and everything, but I would feel so bad for Angelo Dawkins.
I would too.
Because I like them together. But you already know where it's going.
I don't want to deep dive into it like too much, but I definitely understand what you're saying because I look at him like what do you do with him?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like shit. It's really he gonna have to prove something to us. Show like what you got in your bag or what can
we
like,
see what Montez got? But what you got,
man?
Yeah, we definitely gotta talk about this.
Don't tell me Montez your favorite wrestler. I mean,
No, that was where I was going. No, mine's kind of different. So I grew up watching WCW at first.
Yeah.
So this is around the time when Goldberg was just like entering. Mm. And my thing was like, I was watching wrestling, but I wasn't like picking out a favorite. I was just watching these dudes just knock each other out, whatever. And then remember his first match, he coming through the entrance, the smoking shit. I'm like, yo, like what's going on right now? Like he might die.
Right. Like Duffy was intimidated.
That's not safe. So then when the smoke cleared, the stuff coming out his nose, I'm like, oh, this buddy's real. Mind you, I didn't even know he had a streak going on. I just see this dude winning every week. And I'm like, oh, this dude is dope. He lifting dudes all the way in the air. So now as an adult, I'm kind of pissed. I go look at his matches now, and I'm just like, I really thought this was tight.
That's how it is. Like when he walked up, like, oh my God, I can't believe I like this.
Man. And then I end up transferring off to WWE. And then that's when I got I fell in love with like Stone Cold, Stone Cold, The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a lot going on in the Attitude Era. It was like you had 3 days of wrestling pretty much with me. Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
On Mondays. I mean WCW and both on Mondays.
So I was going back and forth. Like I was switching TVs. Like my grandparents probably couldn't wait till it was 9 o'clock to get me like, hey, you got to go back to bed. Like,
they both came on pretty much the same time, but I was watching WCW more.
I was
watching WCW more because my favorite wrestler in WCW was Buff Bagwell. I don't know why.
Wow.
I don't know why Buff Bagwell, man, he had that. He was just his own person. He was an NWO.
There's some 20-year-olds right now listening to the podcast,
man,
searching him.
Buff Bagwell.
Searching him.
Man, I don't know why, but his name just bring up other wrestlers like Disco Inferno.
But don't ever in your life disrespect Buff Bagwell like that with Disco Inferno.
I'm not saying. I'm not saying they had a relation. I'm just saying like that's why
that shouldn't
that title line. I was going with other dudes.
That shouldn't have brought up Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno, the cat.
They're very disrespectful.
Alex Wright, man, come on, man.
Buff Bagwell had the entrance. He had the pyro. Yeah, everything, the little weird hat he had on. Like, he was just had all the girls. He had no titles.
He was before The Godfather, too.
Yeah.
So. He was better than, I mean, no, The Godfather was better than Bagwell. I don't even get started.
As far as the character?
Everything. I like Bagwell.
I ain't going to say, like, oh, yeah, he definitely, had his six packs before the matches.
But he definitely did. I like both of them. They got their own.
Yeah, they got their own.
They both got their own thing. But Kurt just took it back. Like, that's a long
Buff time. Bagwell, man. I was watching him.
I think WCW, I was on Rey Mysterio. I was really curious.
See, I love Rey Mysterio and WCW, but once they made him take off the mask, I was like,
but see, he was good without the mask. It was just a different side. Like, okay, he can wear a mask too. Plus, he can.
It was pointless though when they took that mask off. But we can, like I said, that could be a another conversation for another day. I know we would want to deep dive in that one. Yeah, some people,
which is a big reason why we started this podcast, because we got. I mean, wrestling's been going on for a long time now.
We could talk about a lot,
and there's a lot of history, and there's a lot going on today. So, like, I guess, I mean, I want to start off though, because like we all know each other likes wrestling and watches it. So you got Kane. That's your favorite all time.
Yes, yeah, all. You still saying it? Yeah, I mean.
Oh man!
But you got RVD.
RVD. RVD's better than Kane.
What? In what sense?
What? In every sense.
RVD better than Kane.
Yes. In what sense?
In every sense.
How?
He won all the matches when they was a tag team. His Frog Splash.
Kane carried that team.
Yeah, Kane was like.
Come on now. If it wasn't for Kane,
you gotta have a big guy.
If it wasn't
a guy like him, you can't have two RVDs.
Man. Bro, Kane was in wrestling 15 years before that happened.
Kane's been through some stuff.
That was in 2002. Kane was the Undertaker's brother
until he started winning that stuff. Until then, he was Brothers of Destruction.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. He had tag teams with X-Pac. He carried that.
I don't even remember that.
Exactly. Him and X-Pac was the tag team champions back in the day.
I don't remember that. How long?
No, X-Pac, Undertaker.
It don't matter.
He can't.
It don't matter about the length.
They won the titles for 2 minutes and then they came back.
How long was RVD was the champion?
Tag team champion?
No, world champion.
Yeah, that was about 2 days.
That was at least about 2 days because he was high. Can I say that?
Yeah, but that was the John Cena era, bro. He always had the title.
No. He had that. And then he lost it on Raw.
Man, his fault.
Kane was a world champion 2010.
It wasn't his fault.
After all that, Kane was still world champ 2010. Beat the Undertaker in Hell in a Cell.
That's gonna be our first poll. If you're listening to this podcast, it's up. Social media, WrestleHolics podcast. Look us up.
Kane
or RVD? Who was better?
But who you should be no comparison. Like,
I know, I agree. RVD.
Well, RVD didn't do enough.
All right, I'm glad
you got your.
Man, I gotta stick to who I always say, man. I'm drinking a beer right now, but I'm not gonna advertise it because you don't want to give us a sponsor.
Get a free pub.
Stone Cold.
RVD.
Said his name.
I said I wasn't gonna say his drink, so hey, go Google if you want, but I'm not telling it. Promotion.
Yeah, I guess that's enough. Yeah. Stone Cold.
And that was just because, man, like, he just went out to the ring brawling. I used to just love his character. You could tell he was really into it, man. It made you feel like wrestling was real.
Yeah.
Did he have the best entrance?
Stone Cold?
Yeah. Because when that glass broke,
everybody stands up.
You knew.
He's definitely top three.
You're talking
about in terms of like crowd pop?
That glass shatter.
Yeah, that's top three.
Fans used to go crazy.
Top three.
No, still do. Like, even when he randomly do some pops, hell, they got happy when he, during COVID. Yeah. There was nobody in the ring, but they still happy he came.
And they even knew he was coming back at WrestleMania with Kevin Owens.
Yes.
And they still went crazy.
Yeah.
They went crazy.
I remember Kevin Owens dressed as him.
Yeah.
They thought he was coming. They went crazy then. He came out with the bald head. Hey. Hilarious, man.
I'd have been mad if that was like my first wrestling event. And I'm thinking, oh, snap.
There's some kids crying.
For real.
You know how mad they were.
I'm taking this back to old WCW. I'm going to start throwing my pop in around. Like, tripping.
No, how mad they probably was.
Oh, they was definitely Kevin mad. Owens. Definitely mad.
He's a clown. Man. I mean, you can't go wrong with Stone Cold, man. That's one of the greatest of all time, so.
But it's still,
I give
like,
you that.
I'm not even going to start that. I was just going to start so many debates, but like I said, that's the first episode
of Wrestle Holics. I know you already got me and Kurt over here getting ready to...
Oh, yeah, y'all about to box.
I'm about to fucking rumble.
Throw a beer in his face.
Kane! About to have our own wrestling matchup in here.
Like, all right, I guess we got to do these live.
I can't wait until we start doing video, and we're going to have, like, belts in the background, too.
I'm with that.
Put the belt on the line.
Yeah, we're going to have... All right, bet.
Put the belt on the line.
I mean, can't have more, so don't
RVD.
Facts. Facts.
RVD.
I don't know. You know what I mean? Do you count them ECW World Championships?
No. Nah, I can't.
You can't count them. Name a big rivalry RVD had.
In WWE?
John Cena.
Yeah, that it really was.
He only got that rivalry because of the Money in the Bank.
No, wasn't that because... Oh, wait, no. Wasn't it ECW One Night?
It was that One Night Stand, yeah.
Okay, so I'm about to say, I forget how old I was when that happened, but I swear I thought that was like some real shit was about to happen.
Yeah. The crowd made it feel like they really, well, they probably did. Because
it was RVD.
Really hate it. But that whole pay per view, it was like point, they was booing was WWE, but they was cheering any ECW original they was cheering for.
Nah, not like
at RVD. One point, I'm like, yo, what if this, like, if this dude really wear.
Yeah, it's taking RVD. You had like 12,000 people in that stadium.
So you say they handed him the championship that night.
No, he definitely deserved
that's
it.
That's what he's trying to say.
He deserved it. He definitely deserved it, but he only won because of Edge. So.
He had the home cooking.
Let's put that out there. He only won because of Edge.
Okay. So he needed assistance to win.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry.
So you got Stone Cold. I mean, so Stone Cold, instantly, he reminds me of Mount Rushmore. So, like, if you got a Mount Rushmore of wrestlers, Stone Cold has got to be on it, right?
No, automatically for me.
It's hard.
Oh, I can see. I can see where this
Mount. You know the thing, Mount 4 is hard.
It's not.
It definitely is.
It's not.
It definitely is. Like, you can have Stone Cold. Okay, let's say you got Stone Cold, Undertaker, The Rock, Triple H, right?
Okay.
What about Shawn Michaels? He took over the 90s.
He did.
That's tough. What about Kurt Angle? What about Chris Jericho?
They ain't up there with them.
Who? Come on, Chris Jericho is in Mount Rushmore.
Okay, I got a question.
Chris Jericho. He beat the Rockets, Stone Cold, in the same night.
Yo. You put Chris Jericho in your Mount Rushmore?
Chris Jericho. My Mount Rushmore is crazy. Chris Jericho,
Chris Jericho.
Yes.
Y2J.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I got a question. So, are you just saying that only off his WWE career, or are you just talking about his career in general?
His career in general.
Chris
Jericho. Chris, like, Jericho, I'm just talking. Are you talking about strictly WWE, like, or is you talking about all, like, him in New Japan, him in AEW?
I'm talking about all that.
I think he's worth in Mount Rushmore.
Rushmore.
We could even go back to even right now. Like, he pretty much carried AEW. He put AEW on his back.
Yes.
Like, he didn't have to. At this age, he could have just came there and collected a check.
All while being in the Rock Band.
Don't even get me started on AEW. Man.
Talking about that right
we
now.
If you're listening right now and you an AEW fan, I'm going to be the host you hate the most. You're going to be sending in emails.
I think I'm with you on that.
AEW to me is what pretty much what TNA turned into towards the end of their days before they switched to Impact.
TNA didn't really have nothing. We were just watching.
TNA was cool at one point.
It was cool for a minute.
AJ Styles and Samoa Joe.
Before
it was
all
cool.
The ex-WWE Abyss. People started going there.
Yeah, until it was like, cool. That's how WCW was.
And that's why.
And they all, it's like they all take it from the same plan. Yeah. Like, why?
I like Chris Jericho. I would say he's in my top 10.
Top four of all time.
I would say he's in my top four, but I understand why you want to put him in your top four. Like,
he beat The Rock and Stone Cold the same night.
That's all right.
Oof. For the champion. First undisputed champion of all time.
I remember that, though. I remember that. That was pretty nuts.
I bring that up every time.
I was happy.
Yeah.
But he's still in top four.
Top four.
No. So you got Chris Jericho, Kane.
Oh, I really want to know my top four.
Yeah, you got D'Lo Brown in yours, don't you?
Looking at the real deal now.
Oh, man.
This is my top four. And it recently changed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Kane, Chris Jericho.
Wait, he's really in your top four?
Who?
Kane's really in your Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, he's my favorite all time. You got to have your favorite all time in there.
Mount Rushmore is not personal favorite. Mount Rushmore is greatest of all time.
And I feel like Kane is one of the greatest of all time. And I feel like Chris Jericho is one of the greatest of all time.
Okay.
Right?
All right,
Chris Jericho, Triple H.
Okay.
We got number four.
anymore. See, it gets hard. It gets hard after three.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said it's so hard.
Cause you just, I don't think it's that hard. I got you low key got me thinking about that Chris Jericho low key.
Oh, now Chris
Jericho.
But I can't do it. I can't do it because I got Undertaker. I got The Rock. I got Stone Cold. And I got Shawn Michaels. That's my four.
Ooh. You got Shawn Michaels over Triple H?
I do. Just because the 90s, man.
He took over.
Yo, I feel like mine's going to change. Because even what I'm thinking about now.
It's just like asking who your favorite player is, other like basketball or football is.
Man.
It definitely changed. Because you can look at old wrestling matches now and be like, okay.
Yeah, like Goldberg.
Goldberg's not. Yeah, I promise you, he's not in my Mount Rushmore. Mine's is
probably not in top 50.
Oh my god!
I would have walked out if one of y'all said Hulk Hogan.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Ain't nobody about to put you in Mount Rushmore over a leg drop.
Yeah, bro,
you're not doing any damage.
So that was the finishing move, brother. All right,
like, that's what you got. That's how you beat Andre? A leg drop?
Andre should have choked him in the backstage, right, man. You got me messed up.
Right. Like,
you just choked the mess out of him.
It was like the worst leg drop, too. Like, he didn't get no hops or no air on
him. He was already 60.
He just, like, fell on him.
No bounce to it. He had, like, a startup bounce with him.
I'm sorry. If any Hulkamaniacs are listening, like, this ain't going to be that podcast. It's weird.
I'm going to talk about him already.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him.
We're real good. We're going to tell you how we really feel about a wrestler. No matter how much y'all like him. Like John Cena.
Wait, before we talk on him, let me get my four out, man, because
it's not that hard, is it? Who you got?
Man, shoot. Stone Cold, The Rock. Oh, man.
About the same four as me.
I damn near want to say Triple H because it's like.
It's tough. I feel like you do have to pick. I feel like you have to pick between those.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can have both of them.
And then
but at the same time, I kind of feel like that with The Rock and Stone Cold, too.
Yeah, it's definitely tough because there's only four.
You can't have what dude said the other night? He said you can't have the Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah, you can't have the Lakers and Celtics. Night, like, he was telling Caleb.
You got to pick between The Rock and Stone Cold, and it's kind of resonated.
Okay, so if you had to pick, go ahead, finish. Go ahead.
Like, even, like, I'm not going to say that, but, I'm trying to think who else helped carry on WWE at one point.
You didn't say The Undertaker yet. I'm surprised. Yeah,
I'm trying to think about anybody before him. I want to say Eddie Guerrero sometimes, but I'm just like, if his career was longer, obviously after his death, it's like, dang, he probably would have been up there. So, yeah, Undertaker would probably be my fourth guy up there. And like I said, it could change in a couple months or days.
So let's say you can't use Triple H. You got to pick between Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and The Rock and Stone Cold.
Shawn Michaels and...
Y'all wrap up Mount Rushmore now.
I personally like The Rock more, but if it's Mount Rushmore, it's got to be Stone Cold.
Okay, Stone Cold.
It's Stone Cold
and
Shawn Michaels.
And you said between Triple H and...
Shawn Michaels and The Rock and Stone Cold, because y'all got...
I'm taking Triple H.
So now y'all got to add two more.
Whoo!
All right, I still got the Undertaker. And then... I know
you said we can't choose The Undertaker.
Kurt going to hate it, but I got to go with John Cena.
Oh, my God.
John Cena.
John Cena is horrible.
What do you mean?
He's horrible.
You talking about him rapping?
He's good. That too. He's good as far as like rapping. He's good as far as like the fans bringing in money, the excitement. But if you watch his matches, how many great wrestlers he fought and they had to come down to his level?
What do you mean? Never.
What wrestler that he fought that he was better than wrestling?
Like actually wrestling?
Nobody. They had to come down his Triple H, Randy Orton, Edge. They had to come down to his level. There's no way John Cena should
get into it. Tell me one move from Stone Cold other than the Stunner.
Stone Cold not in my Rushmore.
Yeah, but you said Stone Cold.
No, I said Stone Cold.
You said Stone Cold. But he's looked at as one of the greatest of all time.
Who?
Stone Cold.
I think that's more his character.
It's his character. You gotta look at the character. Just like, I mean, Stone Cold.
If it was just actual wrestling, that like actual wrestling ability,
but
and not,
that
like,
that had to be a
mic
big
skills or anything else, gimmick or anything
John Cena's one of the best on the promo.
In that case, I don't have any of the four, but I'm including, like, mic skill, crowd reaction.
But wrestling got to be a big part of that, though. John Cena cannot wrestle.
I mean, in that case, I got to take Stone Cold out there because he only did one move.
Yeah, I mean, he did a bunch of punches. I label Stone Cold as a brawler. That's literally my title.
Yeah, but it was more believable back then. You know what I mean? It was more believable back then. Right now, I'm just like, okay, how the fuck you beating Randy Orton?
Right.
Edge. Like, come on now. You know what I mean?
I'm not going to say Randy Orton, but I definitely say Edge probably had to notch to his level. Edge was trying to eat out there.
Edge definitely carried.
I like Edge's character because we all saw where he started from.
Yeah,
Gangrel.
You know what I mean? Like
the brood.
I just rewatched the Royal Rumble 2000 the other day and seen them, and it took me back.
Yeah, it's crazy how Gangrel, Edge came from that till
Christian was in the ring for like 2 minutes, not even. Man, Rikishi threw him out.
Was that
that's the one you like? That's the one.
Yeah, the Royal Rumble. I watched that again. And then it's kind of funny because when I watched that Royal Rumble, I forgot The Rock had won that one. Yeah,
got out the Big Show.
And then the Big Show knocked him out, bro. I was like, wait, this was actually like we actually liked his character.
Yeah, ooh, Big Show.
Big Show. Yeah, it's like, oh, he like a real giant. Like, I remember him from WCW being called the Giant. I'm like, oh, that's old boy. Damn, he actually cool on here.
Big Show was a good big man.
I actually liked him most of his career, to be honest.
Yeah, like he took bumps and it looked like, you know what I mean? Like he wasn't no unstoppable.
Right.
But people were still like, oh, I got to fight the Big Show.
I think the only thing with him I got tired of towards the end was all that crying. I'm just like, all right, man. Like, this man, I know we all got our emotions.
And when you get older, you get emotional.
Yeah. They be having him break down. Like, he red. Like, listen, I've lost my job before, too, Big Show, but I ain't crying like this.
Bro. He's one of my, because I'm typically not a big fan of like the giant wrestlers. Like I get bored. I feel like a lot of their moves are the same. I feel like the matches lose unless it's like Kane. I give you Kane because Kane, in my opinion, was one of the best giant wrestlers ever. I give it to you because like his matches, they were mostly good.
They was good matches.
But like the Big Show, he might have had a few good matches in his career.
I'm glad you kind of brought that up. That kind of reminds me of like right now, what's his name? Him and Strowman. I'm not interested in that match. It's like
it's terrible.
It's like with Strowman, you want to get interested in Braun Strowman, but it's just like because that big man get old.
It's fast. Like and they don't do a lot of stuff like when a big man fight a big man. You don't see all the like pickups and all that or flipping around. I'm like, bro. It's just y'all hitting each other, showing y'all who the strongest.
I definitely take Strowman over Almas.
I would too.
Yeah.
Almas, what can you do? Like you're not. Because back in the day, you had Big Show fighting the top wrestlers.
Yeah, all the time.
Now you got Almas fighting Montez Ford.
Not even that.
Like you got him fighting
people like us that's in the training center.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to be.
They're not even on NXT level up. Like, they're not even.
Like, if this was, I don't know why I keep bringing up back in the day, but if this was back in the day, you would have Omos versus Roman Reigns quick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Why you haven't fought Roman Reigns? Why you haven't fought Brock Lesnar? Like, him fight the biggest person he fought, Bobby Lashley, and he lost.
And he lost.
Y'all could disagree with me on this, like, I think those matches start getting bad for me when I seen Undertaker and what's the one that played in the longest yard?
Great Khali.
Yeah, I hated that. It was like the whole thing. Y'all made him a champion at that. I was just like, wait, bro, he need a translator. Why is he, bro? You can't make this dude the champ. He can't do nothing.
I don't like him either.
I didn't like him. And how you go from having him a champion,
right,
to having him get eliminated by Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix, bro.
Like, it was just like, what?
Come on. That's I love Beth Phoenix.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, but come on now.
Yeah.
How? Please. He was a champion.
Because the crowd went crazy, that's why.
Y'all could have dealt with somebody else. Y'all could have had Beth Phoenix eliminate five dudes and still make the same history and got rid of probably the biggest wrestler. How?
I'm surprised that Kurt isn't a fan. Like when we was gonna talk about like the new wrestlers, I for some reason thought Braun Strowman was going to be on your list.
So like as far as like of, favorite?
Yeah.
Right now?
I don't know for some reason. Because like I remember back in the day we used to talk about it all the time. And we keep saying back in the day because like if you're listening, that's the big thing that we want to do in this podcast is just kind of remind people
why we're
fans of wrestling in the first place. Because like, you know, back in the day wrestling was different. But we want to make sure that everyone knows it's really not. Like it's still the same storylines for the most part, but with different twists. And I mean, they still do. Like, imagine trying to write a script for wrestling for 30 plus years and still trying to be creative and relevant. Nobody's done it better than WWE. Nobody has. But like, even with characters like Braun Strowman, who is terrible on the mic, like, tell me anything he said.
He's never said nothing quotable.
Get these hands.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, get these hands. Get these, little drain.
Get these hands. But I was surprised because I remember back in the day, you always said that you liked giant wrestlers. So I do
like Braun Strowman. I don't think he's, I mean, the way they making him too soft.
Yeah.
Like, a few years ago, when he had that rivalry with Roman Reigns, mm-hmm. he was a monster.
Who was the rivalry he was with when he was flipping the truck? Was that
Brock?
Was that Lesnar?
Was it Brock?
I think it was. When he left the truck.
This is why I said we need a screen, man.
Yeah. That's Monday. It was Monday night.
Yeah, Lesnar. I remember that.
It was Lesnar, because Lesnar.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or was it Bobby Lashley?
No, it wasn't Bobby Lashley. No. I hardly remember anything from that rivalry.
Damn, what's another one? I have to look that up.
But like that, we need to see more of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Like lift the ring. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see you do some crazy.
That's what I'm saying. When he first came, or around that 2017, 2018, that's when I liked him. Yeah. Now, I think they're making him.
I just think WWE just don't know what to do when they get a big man. Yeah. It's like they want to make it into, like, they got this big image of a giant being dominant in the ring, doing everything everyone else can, but you just can't find that person right now. Mm-hmm. And say, like, you're trying to find, like, an athlete off the streets that kind of got the, like, physique of old Mosque and all them. But his like knees and stuff and body is probably broke down on him.
They don't last that long. You're not going to get no value. Almost. That's why they should have had him fight a Brock Lesnar or a Roman Reigns, because his career is not going to last that long. You only can do so much with somebody that big.
I even say this.
But not right now, I don't want to see that, but when they first brought him in.
Yeah, yeah. I might have been more interested to start
exactly.
off.
And then also, just kind of just talking about Umas. I feel like they messed his character up. Well, I feel like they brought his character at the wrong time. Like, they brought around the COVID area. COVID time. Mm-hmm. And then, couldn't do too much with him.
Yeah.
It was like, you got him fighting an empty space. Nobody really scared from TV.
And don't nobody know who he is.
Yeah, it's just
like, it ain't like he was, like, some underground wrestler that, you know, moved his way up. He was a basketball player. He played college basketball and then just decided...
Really?
All right, I'm going to be a wrestler. I can't play basketball because I'm too big, too slow. So,
man,
I'll just be a giant wrestler.
Most of the wrestlers be like that. Like, they too big. Oh, what do I do? Go to WWE.
Go to WWE.
You know what I mean?
Try it out at least.
They'll sign me as a bodyguard.
They'll do something. Do
something.
Let me slam somebody. And I ain't been into Omos at all. You know? That's always been me, though, with giants. Like, the only giants I enjoyed was Kane, Undertaker. Big Show sometimes, like you mentioned earlier, the Royal Rumble 2000. That was, I could handle him in that time. Man, that's low-key about it. Mark Henry's not a giant, right? He's just big.
Mark Henry was good.
That's my boy right there.
Mark Henry was dope.
Especially when he got the World's Strongest Man gimmick, won the title.
He took over.
He took over, but I feel like they still didn't do him right.
I agree.
I feel like he was do some championships back in the day, but they was at one point it was going to John Cena. You making John Cena stronger than this man,
right? Right.
So that was kind of like, man, you kind of making Mark Henry look weak at times,
right? World's Strongest Man. Like what happened to that?
That's why.
Like, telling me Mark Henry could have had a streak?
He definitely could have had the World's Strongest Man. Mm-hmm. He could have won a champion multiple times, mm-hmm. or at least had that one champion. Longer than he did.
Man. I love Mark Henry. And plus, I mean, you know, he was the first person to have some interest music from other than, you know, like 3-6 Mafia. Yeah, you got 3-6 Mafia.
And they perform live.
And they perform.
Y'all bet you don't play that right now. But I'm like, hey, that's dope hearing that. that made me believe in the character of Angel. Yeah.
Interesting. It was a real character. It was him. The world's strongest man. He won competitions. So it was a real thing.
Like, I even say this. Like I said, we wasn't going to be cussing that much, but I expect him walking up about to whoop somebody's ass. When I heard that, he was like, somebody about to get broke.
Yeah.
I
mean,
he let it, the song said it, didn't somebody go get their ass kicked.
And the crowd reaction, if you ever see that entrance, as soon as they hear that music, the crowd be like, oh, because they know somebody is about to get their ass kicked. You know what I mean?
And, like, the difference between him and Omos is he was beating real people.
Yeah.
Like.
Exactly. He was fighting top people.
Batista. Oof. Rey Mysterio.
WrestleMania. Undertaker.
Undertaker.
Yeah. So he was, like, on the ticket.
He's not a giant, though, right? He's just big.
Yeah, I don't think I'd call him
a giant. Giant would be 7 feet or tall.
Yeah, tall, yeah.
So, nah, he don't count. So, that's it.
I don't know.
Big Show, Kane, mashed up. Big Show, Kane, Undertaker, and sometimes Big Show. That's all I got. Gotcha. Yeah. I think they need to kind of go away with it.
I agree.
It's not, you know, that Andre the Giant stuff.
Yeah, it's not the 80s. Like, it's not.
I'm trying to not go on certain subjects right now, but it's like even with Andre the Giant tournament, I'm just like, ugh, that's just a wasted match.
It's waste. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, I'm definitely not interested in that, but.
Not a fan of battle royals, really.
So, I was about to say, before we kind of.
I kind of like the battle royals.
You like battle royals?
Yeah, dude.
All right, so I'm going to get on that first. Yeah, I'm not a big fan on that.
No?
I feel like it's. I want to see a battle royal at the Royal Rumble. That's the only time I want to see that type of match.
I
want to
see it then. I think they can just replace it with something.
Wait, what? Else.
Hey. Like, I'm not a fan of battle royals.
Really. I don't know. Maybe, like, the winner, whoever escaped the top of the cage or something. Like, listen, y'all got to fight each other. Who going to get out that.
Wait. So you don't, you're talking about battle royal like the Royal Rumble, where they got to be thrown over the rope.
Yeah, I'm not cool with battle royals.
Oh, what? Are you talking about in general? I just thought that you were talking about, like, the match, like, on other
No, I'm not. When they have a battle royal, I'm like, ugh.
Oh, so you not in the. So you just watching a Royal Rumble chilling.
I like Royal Rumble. I don't like battle royals.
Okay, so that's what I was trying to figure out.
It's not the same thing. Battle royals, everybody in the ring at the same time. I don't. Yeah. Those doing, no.
No, you get what he's saying
but
now?
But
the Royal Rumble,
still, you got to throw them over the ropes.
Right, but that's not why I don't like it. I don't like it because I don't like everybody.
You
want to
be surprised on who's next.
Right, gotcha, I don't want to, like,
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the only time I really don't like it. I don't like seeing that.
I don't know, I kind of enjoyed that little Women's Battle Royal the NXT just did. I kind of enjoyed that.
I might have missed it. I need to get updated.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yep. If you're listening right now, me and Kurt's goal is to get Drew to watch more of NXT.
And it's funny about NXT, right? Your list of your last four of the Royal Rumble, you think you're going to be in the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Your women's, I have an NXT superstar being in my last four for the women's.
We're going to talk
about that later, yes.
Yeah, we can talk about that one. Yeah, we talk about
Kurt is full of surprises. That's next episode. You think you know somebody, and then they just surprise you, all right? Mm-hmm. So we was talking, so that's what leads me to this. So we talking about today then.
Okay.
So right now. So this is the reason why I like to say that, you know, get people, like the people that were fans before, because, you know, you talk to a lot of people and we tell them that we're still watching wrestling. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go home and watch Royal Rumble coming up. You know, people be like, you still watch wrestling? It's like, yeah, it's the same as.
You still watch anime? You still watch TV in general?
You still believe in love and hip hop?
No, you about to go watch Love Island.
Like, right. Like,
come on. It's like, it's the same. I think it's better than what it used to be. And I think it's better because I think they're more creative with the storylines. They're not, they're less afraid to take a risk on a story.
Kind of like. Now I feel like they out of that PG era.
Yeah.
Where it was just like, this seems real corny. I don't feel like.
They left the PG era with that Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins match. That Hell in a Cell. Dude, really, that was nasty. Yeah,
that was like.
That might have been my favorite match of 2022.
It's to my top four for sure.
It is, probably, because.
Definitely up there.
One, it wasn't like you was in character when you was getting hit.
Right.
I'm right there looking at it like there were sometimes I kind of like cringe.
Yeah.
I'm just like, buddy, like, you are nuts.
Is it worth it?
Right. Like, I don't know if it was numb. I don't know, because on that next night, I think Seth Rollins had some kind of stick.
Beat him again.
And he was just like pressing on it. I was like.
So I got a problem with that. All right, our match was yesterday, bro. You ain't got to do all this extra. You know I'm about to be out for 3 months.
Like, I'm hurt now.
And hey, you knew that.
Yeah.
Stick on my chest,
bro. I'm taking my belt off and I'm putting. You're not going to do that to me, bro. Listen, our match was yesterday. You got to chill.
I was like, oh, man, that had to hurt. Unless it was numb. They put some numbing cream on it. I don't know. Why would you do that?
I would have passed out.
With all that being said, though, Seth Rollins is one of my favorite wrestlers today.
Seth Rollins is a top five wrestler.
He was definitely an asshole right now. For that. But
I definitely, I think I told you guys like the other day, I said the thing I love about Seth Rollins the most right now is like this dude can lose a match. He be like, man, that was a great match he had.
Damn near everyone.
I love it. It's kind of like I want to see him win, but it's like, hey, if he lose, I'm like, I want to see
you
how
he's going to have a good match.
Yeah.
Like everyone.
He make that other person look good. I mean, I wish he would have won one out of him and Cody. Excuse me. I wish he would have won one out them, but it's like, huh? Well, you're still making this guy look great right now.
Great.
He definitely should have.
He carried the Austin Theory feud.
He definitely.
Because Austin Theory, you could tell, bro. He was like intimidated a little bit.
Yeah.
Because Seth was so good.
You could definitely tell in his face, like,
yeah, he didn't know what to say. Because Seth was so good, you know, with the mic skill, like he ain't ready. Like,
even the attire right now, he trips me out every time he comes out. I'm like, dude, it's always coming up with something.
And
I'm
it's, like, you know, and it's a damn shame that he ain't get all the only thing he got to show for that is a United States Championship. As great as he was last year, that's right. All he could, like.
That's a situation on, where I've been looking at, and I'm just like, what do you do? Like,
y'all talking about, we still talking about Seth Rollins, right?
Yeah.
That's because Vince McMahon wanted to protect Roman Reigns.
Yeah, well, it's.
But you think he protected him a little bit too long now?
Absolutely, because look, he fought Roman Reigns at the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
The match ended disqualification.
Yep.
And he didn't get a rematch.
That's it.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So he wasn't even, I mean, he technically lost, but he didn't.
Like, what are you waiting for? Like, that's the perfect, they got the storyline, the Shield storyline. They can bring all that together and have him lose.
That, but also, I'm also wondering about, like, is there a certain number they're looking for? It's like, all right, is y'all waiting for this certain amount of days? Well, okay. Can't no one beat this until in a couple of years when we find that next person.
He's been champion so long, I don't even know what they're doing anymore.
I feel like Vince McMahon put Triple H in a tough spot.
Yeah.
Because he was already like, champion for like 400 days before
Triple H. And he done beat everybody. And so Triple it's like
I still like, what can I do? It's crazy. I still like it, though. I'm still interested because now I'm at the point where I'm like, how the hell are y'all going to end this?
But you only like it, I'm sure, because of you got the Usos in there, too.
Yeah, I think
take the Usos and Sami Zayn out of the equation.
Him doing it by himself, it wouldn't.
It don't hit as hard. Mm-hmm. It definitely, it's because it's the Usos. I love what even, the Usos no, are doing.
You got to add Paul Heyman to it as well.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, dude is.
I like how Paul Heyman
greatest changed manager of all time.
Facts. Definitely, facts. I definitely love how his role had changed with him. It's like, all right, you call him Tribal Chief and all that. Or Brock Lesnar, you were just always yelling on the mic. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, this. This dude is the greatest manager ever.
I would love to see Paul Heyman with Bobby Lashley. I would love that. Imagine. I mean, because at least, so Paul, I feel like Paul is a person that you have with someone that's not good on the mic.
Yeah.
So you let Paul do the talking. That's why they did that with Brock for so long. Because Brock, he never talked. Paul did all the talking. But Roman, he done got so good now.
Yeah, I think that's more of a shocker than anything. I'm like, man, I remember there was a time where
Roman was terrible. Was
struggling.
And now look at him, like.
Like the Tribal Chief.
He is. I give him that because before this, I was not the biggest Roman Reigns fan.
Absolutely not.
I got tired of him.
And like, why are they trying to keep pushing this man? Like,
he's got so much better. I mean, he earned. I'll tell you the match he earned my respect, and that was SummerSlam. Him and Lesnar at SummerSlam, that was
something we never seen before.
That was like crazy. Fans, like,
yeah, he definitely not scared to go all out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He earned it.
He definitely.
That was for me. That was when he earned my respect. I was like, all right, this dude for real. Like, dude,
they still protect him too much.
They do.
I
understand.
I would definitely say that. I love that match. I didn't never seen it like go that far. We got a ring up. as high as we ever seen a football. That was crazy. That I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, yo, did y'all practice that beforehand? Like, or did y'all just go with it? You
really just can't practice stuff like that because you can do it, right. But then you don't know if it's going to do the same thing.
It's going to lift the same next way.
Because first, like, I know Brock, he got a whole farm and stuff. He do this stuff. But I'm like, bro, I don't trust you.
Yeah, you might know how to drive it.
Yeah. Look, one man, I'm thinking I'm sliding now. I'm about to hit the tape, the announcer tape.
Yeah, you don't know what. Yeah. Roman Reigns, definitely.
For me, that was match of the year. For me. I like that one. I had definitely Rollins, Cody Rhodes, mm-hmm. and then I had Gunter
and Sheamus. Oh my God.
Gunter and Sheamus, Clash at the Castle. Match. Man, you know how much heat I got for not having that in my top four though on Twitter.
I remember seeing that.
I posted that on Twitter, man. I sent it to you in text messages because Ricochet replied to it, and it started a whole I had Ricochet, Carmelo Hayes in my top four, and people was like, "No, you gotta have Clash at the Castle." Like. Low key, I forgot for a second about the top four, you know. And plus, I had to show love to the women. I had Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, WrestleMania. And so, like, I had to show some love because then if I don't have that match, then I'm going to get attacked trying to get canceled. No women. Yeah, you don't got no women matches in there. And it's like, Gunther, all right, I got Sheamus you.
It's probably my match of the year.
Yeah, it's my personal.
Was a banger. That was a banger after banger.
And I didn't like Gunther before that. I was like, this dude is not sold.
I like the Gunther.
I'm not sold on him yet.
I am now after that match.
Did you see
that match?
No, I seen it, but I wasn't interested.
Did you watch it live?
No, I didn't watch it live.
Oh man,
that was crazy.
I don't think you even need to watch it live though. I think it was good. It was, I mean. But
yeah, I always was a fan of Gunther.
So before our next podcast, that show, I know we ain't good with homework assignments.
Real weak, Kurt.
Hey, man, listen, man. Ain't nobody really like doing the work on the first week of school.
I started it though. I just didn't have.
Man,
I'm one of them teachers.
Yeah, man. I'm not doing it, man. Skip it, bro. You get
that
me next week.
That match was so good, though. You got to see it all.
That match was good.
Like, cause I didn't hate Gunther, but I was definitely not a fan. I was like. Boo! Like, I be booing him when he come.
I was
afraid. I be at home. He can't even hear me. Boo!
That means he was doing his job right.
It don't mean. Sometimes it just means you suck.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it don't always mean you good heel. But that match, Drew, you gotta.
No, I understand you on that, man. Before we kind of head out, I'm just trying to make sure. Is there any other subjects before we? I know we said we was gonna talk about women, the women division, but I'm about to say we can hold off.
Yeah, because I mean, the thing is, because that I feel like that needs to dang near be an episode on its own.
Okay,
and like this, I feel like we're just introducing, you know, where we came from and why we became fans of wrestling and how, you know, we talked about somehow Kane being Kurt's favorite wrestler of all time.
Yes,
and then there's Mount Rushmore. It's all good. I'm sure that'll be something we debate every episode.
And I'm cool with that.
RVD.
Yeah. And it just so happens we grow up and he becomes the coolest dude. I mean, dude has a weed business. I mean, come on. I knew I liked him for a reason.
I think we should have expected that though.
I didn't. I mean,
I did.
For some reason, I just did. It didn't even cross my mind.
Yeah.
He was out of
business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't think he would be that far in.
I thought he would have had his own name on something.
And he tweeted the other day. He was like, because people was, you know, talking stuff about him, you know. And his weed stuff, you know, the people that's really anti-weed, which if you are, that's fine, whatever. But, like, people were talking trash about, you know, him being so pro-weed. And he's like, look, you follow me, and you liked all my matches, right?
I was high.
I was high every match. Every got match you've seen, gotcha. I was high every match.
Yeah, RVD, definitely.
So,
nice.
I mean, that's my guy, RVD.
Man.
RVD is definitely a top 15 wrestler.
We're not gonna do it.
He's probably 11. I mean, he might be top 10.
We're not gonna do it. No,
there's a lot of refs have to think. On, he might be top 10. On, I just want to say top 15 to be safe.
Drew. Top. That's it.
I'm just saying he could be. He might be top 10. I gotta think. I just want to say top 15 to be safe. I don't want to say top 10 and then like, oh damn, I forgot about him. But he definitely top 15.
Top one.
What?
Top one.
Yo. So we appreciate y'all listening.
Yeah, this is going to be.
One more thing.
What's up?
One more thing. Who are your top wrestlers now?
Now.
Now.
Like, You want a top three, top five?
Just one.
Who want to go first? I got mine.
As many as you can think of. It could be, yo. Go ahead, Drew.
We talked about him earlier. It's Montez.
Montez Ford.
Yes. Like every time he comes to the ring, I'm like, yo, this dude's about to give out a good match. Like, he's so into his character. And now I'm kind of just waiting on them to make him not even a heel or anything. It's just, what is he as a single competitor? Mm-hmm. Was he without a tag team? What is his character? Like, how can he get himself to that championship match? Mm-hmm. Or at least hopefully in the future. I don't know what the future looks like for Roman. But, like, can this dude main event a whole championship match and win?
I think he could, bro. I think I love that he is your favorite. I really do. Because he is one of the most overlooked, underrated wrestlers in all of wrestling. Yeah. WWE, AEW, I don't care. Montez Ford, if you made him solo right now, like I got so many different gimmicks I would hit him with, but like there's one I could feel it. I could see it. And like imagine him with like MVP.
I don't know, no.
Imagine, yes.
I don't want him. I don't want him with a manager.
Yes, yes, yes. Like, even if, but like that kind of bad guy heel, like I'm the man, I'm better than you. Like,
I think it'll work. It depends how they do it.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
If he somehow cross Angelo Dawkins.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what's going on?
Yeah.
The MVP come out.
Yeah.
Start clapping or something like that.
Yeah.
And then follow me.
And like, it's about time. If he says something,
yeah, but MVP got to be in that moment.
Yeah.
It can't just have him.
And like, that don't even need to happen necessarily. I just want him to be a heel. Yeah. He's got to be the one.
I was going to say, man, if that happens, like, listen, they can't fail at this.
Yeah, because that's a swing. Like, that's a big swing.
Because I even look at it as like, it still was a fail with MVP and Bobby Lashley. Like, yeah, he won championship and all that, but now it's like, all right, y'all kind of drift away from it. Now you got both their characters looking crazy.
The reason it failed, though, is because Bobby Lashley is terrible on the mic.
That.
Montez Ford is top five on the mic Lashley in WWE. Bobby Lashley is
one of my favorite wrestlers right now.
He's what?
Bobby Lashley is one of my favorite wrestlers right now.
In the ring, yeah, for sure.
In the ring,
yeah. I'm not talking about him talking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, in the ring. Yeah, for sure. I'm not talking about him talking because he's horrible. I hate when he talks. Like,
so you got
my ears bleed.
So Montez Ford is all you got?
Yeah, Montez. Because I think that's the one I just want to see. I like that. I want to see some excitement with that one.
I like that.
Okay, now I don't know how many. I'm about to just name some.
Okay.
That I like watching right now. Mm-hmm. Seth Rollins. Yeah. Bobby Lashley. Yeah. Kevin Owens. Ugh. Carmelo Hayes.
There we go.
Joe Gacy.
Ooh.
I like him. Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
Bianca. Bailey. Those are my top right now.
Was that 10, 20?
Don't matter. I thought of one more for me,
but I was just like, maybe I shouldn't add all to
it. What was that?
You know, I'm a big fan of Cody Rhodes, and that's just more more his journey. Just leaving WWE, doing his own in the indies, and then coming back. I'm like, they finally let you do what you want to do. Like, you can finally embrace the character you have. So it's kind of dope seeing, like, what can y'all do with him? Don't make him an Intercontinental Champion.
Right. Yeah, it's got to be bigger.
His first champion back got to be world champion.
Yeah. Remember he had that United States Championship match? And I was like, all right, this cannot be what they brought him back for. Mm-hmm. I was mad. I was like, man, he really about to win this? Mm-hmm. I was about to be mad. I like that, though. I mean, and shout out to the homies.
Yeah, shout out
to we went to high school with downstate.
Shout out to Sean. Shout out to Justin.
Kingdom. Zach. Kingdom, stream it everywhere.
Man.
Everywhere music is available. Spotify.
I was going to play that at the beginning of this podcast, but I didn't want to get any copyrights. Yeah. I mean, they my friends, but yeah, I don't trust them.
Yeah, get flagged, get marked.
And they ain't trying to hear that. Those are my friends. Yeah, like everybody
else. They probably call you like, hey, Drew, I know we friends, but I'm about to sue you.
definitely shout out to Downstate. I'm like,
you my lawyer.
Right.
Downstate, shout out.
Man, shout out to them.
Sonorata. Zach Call, Justin Call.
Man, I was like, don't give out all the. Never mind, you gave all the government.
I mean, they can search them. I mean, yeah, you can see them. They big time, man. Now. Yeah, you can see them. Oh, so shout out to them. I like y'all list, to be honest with you. I thought the way me and Kurt been bumping heads this first episode, I thought he was about to give me some
Baloney.
I thought he was really didn't bump heads.
I was like, whoa. I thought he was going to have like Jinder Mahal or somebody in his top five the way he was going.
Why would you say that? Because I got Kane?
I don't know. I haven't said anything.
That was shots fired.
I think so.
It wasn't that bad.
That was disrespectful. It was like Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal, top five.
That's like a world champion I don't even think of.
Nah, that was definitely. They was getting too creative.
Oh my.
Too creative.
Yeah, dude, it was doing too
much. I would say, I'll be quick with mine. I got Carmelo Hayes, number one. Mm-hmm. I think that dude is just going to be. He's going to end up being the best heel in all of wrestling.
Thanks to Shawn Michaels.
He shouts him out, too. I mean, he's a big reason of where he is today.
I just want backtrack. You said of all time?
No, right now. Yeah, he's
going to be the best. Carmelo Hayes can definitely be a big-time player.
No, I'm just talking. I thought you was just talking about heel-wise. Like, he going to be the biggest heel.
He will.
No. He's the best heel in NXT right now.
Oh, for sure. I mean... I thought we were just talking about in general. I was like, yo, it's a dude at AEW right now, MJF.
Nah, he ain't gonna lie. They already tired of him. I be seeing stuff all the time. They tired of him already.
AEW get tired of they top guys.
I don't think he even fought since he won the championship.
He's good on the mic.
Great on the mic.
In ring, he don't got the complete
it's
package.
Simple. He's simple. In between.
Yeah.
MJF is wrestling skills.
Yeah.
Kind of like a mixture between The Miz and Ric Flair.
Right. Right, and he's that, good. He's good on the mic. He can talk trash
in the ring. He can do just enough.
Just enough to
like. I say even say like this: the mic skills and the average wrestler, it like kind of makes you ignore everything because the character's so good.
Yeah.
When he's talking and stuff. I see why y'all.
He's all right, but Carmelo Hayes and everybody knows it. They've been telling him, people been wanting him to get called up a long time ago. Like
they know. And Shawn Michaels, Triple H knows.
They know. He is a star for him. And he's going to be on this podcast, so don't be coming on this podcast talking like that, because he's going to hang up on us. So we'll call back.
I got a question about you for Carmelo Hayes.
Carmelo Hayes.
You think that for him to be that big-time player,
mm-hmm.
he have to get rid of Trick Williams?
No, I think opposite. I think he has to keep him.
Okay.
I think you keep them together as long as possible. Until, obviously, like, because eventually there's got to be a turn because they can't stay together forever. But, and obviously, in that case, Carmelo's going to be the one.
Yeah, for sure, to go babyface
because everybody loves him anyway. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think you keep Trick. I think even when he gets called up, Trick has to go, too.
Trick has to go.
He has to. I mean.
I think that has to be automatic.
They work so good together. Yes, they gotta keep the barbershop segment. They gotta keep all that, man. Carmelo is the one. Carmelo's my top one. Seth Rollins, I think you mentioned him.
Oh my bad.
Seth Rollins, in terms of women wrestlers, I was a Mandy Rose fan. But obviously, you know, see where that ended up.
Man.
I like Rhea Ripley. I gotta throw her in my top five. So I got Carmelo Hayes, Seth Rollins. Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley is like my new China.
Yeah, she is. I love it, man. She's carrying the Judgment Day.
She is carrying the Judgment Day. They are so terrible. She don't even need to be in the
fraction. She don't, but like, they're so big because of her. Like, it's all, like when she stood up to Solo last week, did you see that? Like, come on, man. Rhea Ripley got to be, and then after that, man, I'm just going to go my top three. It's Seth Rollins, Carmelo Hayes, and Rhea Ripley. That's my top three right now.
Okay.
I like Lila. I can't say nothing bad. I can't say nothing bad about Montez Ford.
No, definitely not.
I got to add two more, though. I have a roster. AJ Styles, Finn Balor.
I say this. I don't agree with the Finn Balor, but I definitely agree with the AJ Styles. Balor.
Probably not what he's doing right now.
Because they're messing it up for him.
But Finn Balor, they gone, is a top.
They need to make him a singles competitor again. Like, I don't like him in the Judgment Day. I didn't think that was a good idea from the start.
He don't fit with the Judgment Day. They should have just kept Edge.
I didn't get it.
I don't think they should have, because, like, I feel like the Judgment Day has brought a lot out of Damian Priest. I think he's improved a little bit.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
But Rhea.
Yeah, she
done turned into, like, if she don't win the Rumble, people gonna riot.
That's what I said. They don't need Finn Balor. Rhea Ripley could be the leader of that Judgment Day. Just like how fucking Trish was not with...
the biggest Finn Balor.
TNA?
You don't like Finn Balor?
I don't know, like...
You haven't got enough from him. That's how I feel.
What? You an NXT guy.
I am, but I'm just, I've never been the biggest Finn Balor
that
fan.
That definitely surprised me.
Yeah, I mean...
Wow.
I like his move list, but I can't hardly understand a word he says on the mic.
Yeah, he does talk a little.
Yeah, like
everybody can't have a manager. I mean, from Ireland.
I mean, yeah, but
you
mean,
know what I mean? Like, come on now.
Oh, well, yeah, man. So, man, this is the WrestleHolics podcast. I said it's the pilot episode.
Yes, sir.
Definitely appreciate y'all. I'm happy we finally got to this point. Definitely want people to tune in to this. We definitely going to have some dope content. Mm-hmm. Definitely just try to keep this up. So, if you listen, man, tell us what you think. Mm-hmm. Should be getting the whole social medias all together. We do have the Twitter up.
That's right.
The WrestleHolics Pod.
Look us up.
Yep. We're going to get the Cash App because we need to pay bills as well. So support us.
And I'm going
to
be, this is going to be my free, it's going to be my free promotion because I write for a website called Daily DDT where we cover wrestling and I get paid off of clicks. So hook me up.
Yep.
Click them articles.
Click, click, click,
click, click, click, click, click, click. Click, click, click.
So what's your paycheck usually look like? No, just playing. Oh, man. Y'all got anything else to say, baby, before we go?
Just appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. This is three WrestleHolics right here. This is a long time in the making. We probably could have started this when we was 14 years old. The timing is everything, and I think right now.
This is the beginning.
This is it. This is we just getting started, right? I mean,
we have a lot more.
Wow, this is the end of the night.
Interviews already lined up, ready to go. I ain't gonna say who, but we got some big stuff in the pipeline.
Yep, definitely.
Dedrick and I are definitely going to bump heads.
I see that already. Lots.
I'm not. Like, I don't break up fights. Just let y'all know.
I'm telling you, we're gonna get some title belts.
We're gonna have a lot of debates.
We're gonna start. We're gonna be wrestling in the middle of an episode. Drew gonna have to finish it. All right, see where this goes.
Drew gonna be the referee and shit.
Yeah, man, I'm about to call the cops.
Y'all get out.
You better have some backup furniture. We're gonna be jumping on.
Call the cops like Randy Orton did to Triple H. Come on, house. Get out.
Yeah, me and Kurt gonna bump heads, but we at the end of the day, we all love wrestling, and that's why we here.
Yep. So, man, that's the WrestleHolics podcast, man. We'll get with y'all next week.